Today on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we're talking with the Iowa Corn Growers Association, ICGA President Lance Lillibridge is with us today. Lance, how's it going?
Great. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing all right. You know, Lance, we talked, you know, throughout the fall, especially during the harvest season. What's been going on of late on your farm? You might catch our listeners up to speed on how things have been going for your operation.
Oh, they've been doing fairly well. We're always keeping busy. And December 21st, we started our calving season, and so that's been going pretty well. Kind of an odd time of the year for most to calve, but we like to calve on frozen ground rather than in mud, and it works really well for us. So it's been good.
Good deal. Did you end up having a good harvest overall?
Overall, I think it was pretty good. Not a record setter. In some areas, maybe it was, and others it wasn't. So it was, but considering what this crop went through over the past growing season, I think it was pretty fantastic.
Good deal. Well, there's a lot to get to today with the Iowa Corn Growers Association. We just saw that ICGA released its top state and federal policy priorities for this year, for 2022. So you might lead us in here, Lance, and with this discussion as far as what ICGA is looking at for the year.
Sure. Well, every year we have roundtables in around every district, and that's an opportunity for producers to come and voice their concerns about policy with corn. And then from there we go to our grassroots summit, and that's where we develop our policy. And this year, our state priorities are conservation and water quality. We want to make sure we maintain a funding stream for the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Plan. And ethanol is always a great big one. We want to make sure we obtain and increase funding for infrastructure and cost share programs that support the Iowa biofuel standard. And livestock, again, is always our number one thing that we got to produce, especially right here in Iowa. We love beef producers, poultry and pork, all of that. And taxes. Taxes are always a high priority, making sure that we protect critical tax credits in Section 179 and for our biofuels industry. So on the state, those are the priorities that producers from around the state got together and said, this is it. This is what we need to focus on.
Well, and I'll just add a quick follow-up here. You know, one of those you mentioned, livestock, that's a big one for the state priorities. What did you make here of late? What did ICGA think of the announcement that came from the White House about $1 billion investment for independent meat processors? Did you catch that news there, Lance?
Well, I did vaguely, and I'm not really informed on the details of that, but I think any time that we can help out small business and small meat processing facilities, I think that's great. We that's what we really need here in Iowa, and well, and even in the whole Midwest as far as that goes. We need more of that type of situation, more farm to table.
How about the federal priorities? What's ICGA looking at there?
You bet. So on the federal side of things, the ethanol is a big one. Again, always retaining the RFS and making sure that our SREs are not granted, and reducing regulatory barriers for the higher blends of ethanol. That's a big one. We're also focusing on low carbon, high octane fuel. And that would be part of the Next Generation's Fuels Act. So that's huge. Supporting carbon credit sequestration programs and carbon capture technologies, that's one big thing that will help make sure that we have a valid marketplace around the world with our ethanol. Trade is always a high-end priority. We have to make sure that we're maintaining relationships with other countries around the world. Transportation and infrastructure, that's a big one too. And we got to make sure that river is working good. Our roads and bridges are up to par. And again, taxes, 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 taxes. We've got to keep our taxes in check.
I want to go back to ethanol real quick. I know throughout the year, ICGA and yourself had sent a letter to the administration about supporting of biofuels and ethanol. As we look back, Lance, what would be a message here for 2022, you know, for those out there about the ethanol industry and just some of the benefits that come along with ethanol?
Well, I'll tell you, ethanol is a high-end liquid fuel. I mean, it's probably the best fuel out there. It's the cleanest. It's the most efficient. There's just all these great things about ethanol. It's low carbon. It is the answer right now, today, for our climate solution, folks.
So, Lance, if our listeners want any more information today from the corn growers, do you have a website, or what's the best way they can get in contact?
You bet. iowacorn.org. That is the best place to get all kinds of great information about corn and corn policy.
Well, hey, Lance, we appreciate it, and we hope to have you back on the program sometime soon.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Brett.